Indonesian authorities are trying to provide security to some of the most vulnerable victims of last month's tsunami. In the province of Aceh, an estimated 35,000 children were orphaned or separated from their parents. The government has temporarily outlawed adoption in that province. Its plan is to send the orphans to Islamic boarding schools instead. But the schools are not ready, and it's hard just to identify the kids who need help. NPR's Adam Davidson reports from Banda Aceh.
Jocko spends his days walking through refugee camps, trying to find orphans. He's not from Aceh. He's a social worker from nearby Medan who came here as part of Pusaka Indonesia, a child welfare group that is working with UNICEF to care for children who have lost their parents. Today he's in Berwang Hitam, an Indonesian army base that has been transformed into a refugee camp. It's right under the flight path of U.S. Navy helicopters. He lifts the flap of a thick canvas tent, walks in, and asks the dozen or so people sitting on mats if there are any orphans here. At the first tent, they say no. There was one, but some cousins came by the other day and took her away. At the second tent, he finds Suryani, a 5-year-old girl standing in a pretty green dress. She's been watched over by a cousin, Harati, who is also caring for her own infant son.
I found her when we were running from the tsunami.
Harati says she watched Suryani's parents drown when the tsunami struck their village, Lepung. She grabbed the little girl and now considers her her own daughter. Jocko writes down Suryani's information, name, age, parents' name, home village, and then tells Harati that it will be very difficult for her to care for Suryani, since they no longer have a house or any possessions. He says she should send Suryani to one of the new Islamic boarding schools that will open soon. The girl will be well cared for, and the family can visit on weekends. Harati thanks Jocko and smiles. When Jocko leaves, she says that she's not sending Suryani anywhere. She'll take care of the girl on her own. Jocko is sympathetic, but thinks Harati is wrong.
If we think psychologically, it's normal if their family would like to take the orphan with them, but if we think logically, right now they don't need only being with the family, but they need food, they need education, they need therapy from the psychologist to make their life normal again.
Jocko and his small team have identified 56 orphans so far, 20 in this camp alone. There are dozens of children here, most of them with their parents. Pusaka Indonesia, the child advocacy group, has set up a special children's area in the corner of the camp. There's a host of teachers and social workers who watch over the kids. Vivi Sofianti is a child psychologist. She leads them in games and songs. She says they stop being depressed when they sing.
What I've learned from them right now, they really need entertainment to forget their what will happen to them.
Lukman, 45, walks up to a table under a canopy next to the children's area. He's looking for his 15-year-old son, Mauludin, and his 9-year-old daughter, Safrida. He hasn't seen them since the tsunami destroyed their neighborhood, Palanggahan, in downtown Banda Aceh. Lukman spent the last 2 weeks searching for them in dozens of refugee camps. A Pusaka Indonesia worker takes down the children's information. All the data is entered into a database in 2 computers next to the desk. There's a list of hundreds of parents and dozens of children. The goal is to link the children Jocko and his team find with the parents who are searching for their own. Denny Purba runs the operation.
I believe half of them will find their relatives. That's why we are here.
There are similar programs all over Aceh province. But in the end, Purba believes, thousands of children will be left with no relatives at all. He says it will be up to the Indonesian government to decide what to do with those who are alone. But, Purba says, the best solution is the one the government is planning, to send all the orphans to boarding schools. Adoption wouldn't work.
No, we don't support adoption because it's not Aceh's culture.
There are rumors of child sex traffickers prowling for orphans. There are stories of foreigners buying Aceh's children. Purba says the children have suffered enough trauma and should be kept here, where people speak their language and know their culture, and where the orphans can help each other adjust to a new kind of life. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.